It's called the Lake Erie Connector, and it's proposed to run 73 miles from Nanticoke, Ontario, to Erie County, Pennsylvania. And about 40 of those miles will be under Lake Erie. ITC Grid Development is in charge of the $1 billion project. The company's president, Terry Harville, says the line will make use of excess energy from Canada. And because Canada's power is mostly generated from renewable sources, he says the project could benefit U.S. energy consumers.
Really, it's the economics. So there's cheaper, cleaner energy in Ontario today. The U.S. can benefit from that in the near term. And again, anytime you have a market and you have an opportunity to expand that market, have more participants in that market, more participants with cleaner energy, customers ultimately are going to be the ones who benefit from that.
The electricity trade between the U.S. and Canada is on the rise. The U.S. government says there are more than 30 power transmission links between the two countries. Now, this project has met some resistance from Pennsylvania homeowners who live in the area where a converter station will be built. And the primary reason is water. Douglas Lavery is filling a glass from the faucet in his kitchen. As the liquid nears the top of the glass, it reflects glints of sunlight from the window. It's well water, and he holds the glass up to take a sip.
All clear. No rust, no calcium, no deposits. No iron.
He and his wife have lived in the house for nearly 40 years. His brother lives next door, and they're among a handful of residents who live on the country road. Lavery worries the project could disrupt their water table, and that the new converter station, which is proposed to be about the size of a football field and 60 feet tall, could lower their property values.
We're not trying to throw up roadblocks, but we want our rights respected. We want our water respected, and we want, naturally, the property. Because as I've told several people, water is more valuable than gold. And if you don't have it, you're never going to get it back.
The Michigan-based company says homeowners don't need to worry about property values because the converter station will be set back from the road and buffered by landscaping. ITC also says they plan to use construction techniques that will limit impact to the water supply. Erie County Executive Kathy Dahlkemper doesn't expect the project to cause problems.
You have to understand it's coming into Erie County in probably one of the least populated areas, particularly along the lake. So the impact to where people live, to their property is actually fairly minimal because of where they are coming in to our county.
She acknowledges the water table concerns from the Lavery's neighborhood.
You know, I know there's been concerns about that, about it disrupting their water table. I know that the company has tried to address that. But truthfully, I've had very little discussion come into my office or to county government and our other offices about this.
The line will link to the PJM energy sector, which powers 13 states, including Ohio, Pennsylvania, and parts of Michigan. Construction for the Lake Erie Connector project is slated for 2018. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.